AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Any clues as to who Vice President Harris will choose as her running mate?
I got nothing for you, man.
That's one of the contenders, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. That choice expected to be announced today ahead of a rally tonight in Philadelphia. Debbie, now a tropical storm, blamed for 5 deaths across the southeast. Historic rain is projected. That has people like Caroline Morris in Charleston worried about their homes.
We forgot one vent, so we had to come back and from our house in West Ashley and cover it up.
Parts of the region could see 20 inches of rain. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said late Monday that round-the-clock diplomacy is underway amid fears of a wider war in the Middle East involving Israel. Pentagon said U.S. military personnel were injured in a rocket attack on a base in western Iraq. And investors hoping early indicators of a better day on Wall Street hold. Futures markets are trading higher. This is ABC News. Federal investigators will question Boeing officials today about the door plug that blew off a passenger jet mid-flight earlier this year. A nearly billion-dollar decision in a case over a funeral home cheating families, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The Colorado Springs funeral home owners, who allegedly stored 190 decaying bodies and sent grieving families fake ashes, are ordered by a judge to pay $950 million to victims' relatives in a civil case. That from the attorney involved. But it's unlikely to be paid. The owners, John and Carrie Halford, are in financial trouble and face hundreds of criminal charges. Plaintiffs say they're disappointed the Halfords didn't show up for the hearings because they wanted to hear how and why it was allowed to happen. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Nissan says it's come up with what it dubs a cool paint designed to help keep people inside cars cooler. The engineers say it could keep interior temperatures down by 10 degrees. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Inches of rain could fall overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning in some parts of the state. A flood watch is in effect for an area stretching from Portage and Columbus southeast to the Milwaukee area. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers hold on to first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers back to a 6-game lead in the NL Central Division. The Pirates are now in second. NFL, the Packers practice all week before they head to Cleveland against the Browns Saturday night. The Badgers offense had a good day in their practicing pads at UW-Platteville. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, with his best performance yet, hitting on some deep balls. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be someone that doesn't win. That's the kind of the nature of the game.
And LA Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, still under fire as new evidence of cheating and sign stealing at Michigan are coming out in an NCAA report.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. If you stumble, you apologize,
and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That's Jim Harbaugh with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Clouds and a lingering shower or two this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 70, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more information about the best Supreme Court justice money can buy and an unbearable update about Robert Kennedy Jr. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gab, gab, gab. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Another incredible morning after some heavy rain last night.
Mm-hmm. Some gusty winds, too.
Yeah.
60 degrees currently, highs just 72 today. Feels nice and refreshing out there. We're done with the humidity.
Yeah, no, we are?
It's going to be, yeah.
Oh, we will be.
No, it's the humidity is
Dew point's about 60%. It's crazy out there.
But that cold front moved through overnight. It moved down to the south and the east. And we're good now.
I'm glad you feel comfortable with it.
6 minutes past the hour. Terry Bell joins us.
Oh, yes.
With a look at one of the big stories of the day. Terry, good morning to you.
Yeah, a couple big stories today, too.
Yeah.
With, one of them out of the way, and that is that you guys have been talking about, I'm sure, is that we should know the Democratic running mate today.
Yeah.
Right? Some point, but the story I picked for the big one today is the stock market.
Yeah,
and we all heard about yesterday fell more than 1,000 points. That's actually the third day in a row that the Dow closed lower. So, you know, it's pretty troubling. The recommendations: don't look at your 401k balance today if you can help it at all. Well,
that's a hair on fire, ridiculous thing. I think it's just an overreaction. Stock market has never been reliable.
Well. And that's just the thing. And then, you know, losses at this point are only on paper until you sell.
Yeah.
So, you know, if people ride it out, it should go just fine.
And what triggered this was the jobs report that came out a few days ago.
The jobs
right?
report that came out Friday was, as many economists say, it hints at a possible recession.
Yeah.
So there's concern about that. There's a feeling that the Fed's been waiting too long to lower interest rates, those were raised, in fact, to keep the economy from overheating.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be having that effect maybe a little too effectively, according to some economists. But there are other economists who say, like you say, John, that, you know, days like Monday will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the trend line is still very positive. So there's, you know, if everybody just sits tight, this could all work out just fine for folks.
But there seems to be sort of an overreaction globally. That's what's kind of worrying some people, is like, you know, this happens 3 days in a row. The stock market's way down. Now suddenly, you know, all the markets all around the world have to naturally have some kind of economic reaction.
Well, that's the nature of stock markets.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
All right.
But the thing here is that the job numbers by some economists were just normal job numbers, the kind of job numbers you normally see being created and job searches going up. And the stock market, you know, has to kind of get used to the regular, normal, everyday job numbers. We have low unemployment already. So it's not like it's going to be an indicator of a recession anytime soon. It's absolutely ridiculous. But again, and we talked about it off the air, is that, you know, maybe the Fed could have lowered the interest rates just a little bit in the last couple of months, right? you know, what we're trying to do is stimulate home sales, you know, get those home mortgage rates down quite a bit. But
that would do it. That would help. You would think. I don't know. I'm no economist. That's for sure.
Well, I am. I play one.
Are you? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
Had no idea.
Just call me an economist.
Known you 30 years. Didn't know that. Terry, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah,
it's great talking. Good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know if you hear something on the vice presidential.
Will do. We plan to break in. When that happens.
All right. Good deal. That's Terry Bell, our news director for Civic Media. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east or west side, or just go online to verlo.com.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to get you out there, man. You know, you got to go shopping one of these days. Why don't you do that?
Mattress.
I'm so tired of that.
Okay, I'll go later today.
Man, I mean, we got to get you out into the, you know.
I need a mattress for the guest room. I don't know why, because nobody ever comes to visit.
Maybe they would come over. Friends and relatives all over the place.
I can't drive down to Madison. There's too much traffic.
Well, you know.
That's the way they talk, too. That's why I don't care.
Gordy has a cot that he wants us to sleep on.
I'm not going to go to Madison. Oh, okay.
What are your relatives, hillbillies?
Yes, they are. It's 11 minutes past the hour. Catherine Lake is with us this morning. Yes, Catherine, how are you doing?
There's a pile of Mountain Dew in the refrigerator.
You know, we haven't talked about this for a long time.
Mountain Dew.
And, you know, now that you've joined officially the morning show, you signed that big new contract. Sign on with John and Gordy for the next few years. And, you know,
she's getting.
We didn't
all the
talk
money
about
now.
How we've all known each other for more than 30 years.
Yep.
Right. We didn't really talk about this.
It's true.
We've mentioned it before.
You guys got me into radio. I mean,
you're welcome.
That's what I was.
You
dreaming
can blame
about
us.
Last night.
You can blame us.
Yeah. But when I was on Wart, you called me from 92 FM.
Yeah. And we kind of figured this might have been, what, 1990-ish?
92.
92. 93. Should be. Okay. So many things happened in 92.
The 90s were very busy. Yeah.
That
very
summer
busy
particularly,
years.
The summer of 92. But we called you. We did a little simulcast with you. Neither one of us remember this, but you remember it like it was yesterday.
Remember it now.
It's the only reason I put you back on the air was that you did that and you had no recollection of it.
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Cleveland Lunch. I told you I remember the restaurant you were at,
it's
Cleveland's
funny.
Lunch.
I placed myself at Monty's because the second year I was at Monty's.
Yes.
I don't remember you calling me at Cleveland's. Isn't that funny? I placed it someplace else.
So you did the morning show there.
On Wart.
Okay.
The breakfast special, they called it.
And now you have a number of recordings from that, right?
Oh, I should go look for them.
You need to find the recording where you must have recorded
You've
that.
You've got to be able to embarrass
us
a little bit.
Such a big thing in
it
my
was,
life.
Exactly.
Right?
It was so momentous. I'd love to hear that recording.
I think I've got a nutritionist. I've got some musical guests. I'm not sure if I do.
Well,
I'll look.
Find it.
I promise I'll look.
All right.
Well, don't worry. You know, I gave him a flash drive with an old show on it, and he still hasn't gotten back to me or listened to it.
Okay. It's sitting on the mantle.
You know, this guy has so many things to do when he goes to the house alone.
Yes. That he's already moved into and it's all vacuumed for him.
Yeah, so much to do.
So much to do.
All right. Okay.
What do we got?
I don't know. I'm looking for the big story.
The big story. John, you got your big story.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here talking about the big story.
Waiting for you to tell us.
All right. Well, this is really big, you know, because Kamala, you know, picking her vice presidential candidate today.
Any minute.
Yeah.
And she has been out there and getting a lot of criticism now. For wanting to ban a whole bunch of stuff. As you know, the liberals want to ban everything.
We don't like anything.
No, we don't want anybody to have any kind of thing.
No.
But what does Kamala want to ban?
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we play this cut right away?
All right.
This is cut 24. This is J.D.,
Oh, he's accusing her.
And he's got a whole list of things. Let's listen to his rant here.
Okay.
Harris wants to ban fracking, ban offshore drilling, take away your gas cars. And by the way, I think in America, you ought to be able to drive whatever the hell you want to, because this is America.
Oh, yeah.
And we believe in freedom. Yeah. She wants to take away your gas stoves. She even wants to take away your ability to eat red meat. That's how out there she is.
They're laughing.
That's real. The fake news will fact check it. They'll fact check it true. She actually said that. In other words,
what?
She thinks that she's better than us. She thinks she's better than you.
Oh, God. You know, such an obvious ploy to create resentment. Just a stupid thing. First of all, let's go to the gas cars.
First of all.
It's a state thing. Yeah. The states are controlling that. They have the limitations. They want to phase out gas cars, but it's not really a complete ban on it. It's just phasing them out and hopefully, you know, going to all electric cars by 2035.
That's crazy talk, but, you know, John. Why would we need to do something like that? Because
usually they extend it.
Yeah.
So right. 2035 is just like a benchmark, but you know they'll move it eventually.
Mm. It's your grandkids.
So I got a question for you two because you were around when this happened. How did people react when they first started introducing unleaded gas and catalytic converters? Did people react the same sort of way?
I don't recall that they being did. That big
they
of a
did?
Deal, really.
Yeah, they did, then the price of gas went up.
Unleaded was more expensive as a process.
Yeah.
And the deal was also, it doesn't run as smooth in the engine. It's not as good. Doesn't the octane level, is affecting my engine.
I think somewhere along the way, a lot of people had loud mufflers.
Yeah, back then.
And I think
that's the cool thing, right?
I'm not sure if the catalytic converter prevented them from installing the glass packs and the noisy muffler augmentations that they came by. I'm not a car guy exactly, but
But when did the catalytic converter come along?
Right around 1975 or so.
Okay, and is that when unleaded gas also
thereabouts?
Became a thing?
Yeah,
right around the same time. Okay.
Of course, gas at that time was 25 cents a gallon.
Here's what I remember. I mean, remember you could buy a pack of cigarettes and gas up, for like $5, $5, $10.
And you didn't feel bad about asking your friends, who were riding with you, just throwing a quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't break anybody.
My gosh.
I think the biggest resistance to something like you're talking about was more like the seatbelt. I don't need a seatbelt.
Oh, that I definitely
Why would I need a seatbelt?
My dad is still grumpy about that sometimes.
Right.
Really? Oh, my God.
And then when they added the shoulder harness, I can't drive, it affects my steering.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is not an abridgment of your liberty. It's an augmentation of your life. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's helping safety for
everybody.
You and everybody around you.
Yeah.
Well, and plus, going to EVs or hybrids, it's good for the environment. It's good for you, and you may not get lung cancer because of it. How's that? All right? And keep this in mind, too. Everybody's got to keep this in perspective. I had a 2006 hybrid car, all right? And so imagine how long the hybrids have been out there. You can buy them used at a very inexpensive price. The prices have come down since COVID. Mm-hmm. So used car prices are very livable at this point now. So keep in mind that EVs and hybrids sold might be 15, 20 years ago. You add another 10 years on or so to 2035. And you're looking at a 30, 40-year-old car.
Exactly.
And you've got some good used cars that are EVs and hybrids. So you've got everybody can afford it. It's just another used car. It's not a gas guzzler. It's not a crappy car that, will break down in a moment. They're better built now. So these EVs and hybrids are going to be very, very easily affordable used cars, and no one's going to hurt in 2035.
It's a big story, John. Excellent.
Coming up, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, get the inside on the outside, weather-wise. Also, a pair of tickets to Mount Olympus right around the corner on the John and Gordy Show for this Tuesday on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, I'm going to cut this music short. These guys are dancing in the studio.
Come on, man.
This is, you know, I'm starting to get sick.
I know, you don't dance. 92.7,
no, I hate it. 1580 AM. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well and text us. Tell us what you think.
And YouTube to catch Gordy's moves.
That's right. Yes.
It's just so stupid. You know, when people get out there and they dance, they know they look stupid and silly, but they do it anyway. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not laying it down. Yeah, I am.
He's anti-dancing?
Listen, John, the purpose of dancing is not to get from point A to point B on the dance floor. It doesn't serve that purpose. You should get out.
It's personal expression.
Dance.
Yeah, seriously.
There we go. I just hate dancing.
Hey, it's time for us to check in with Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Isn't the old saying now is dance like no one's watching you?
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. Right. That's it.
But everybody is watching you, and it's embarrassing, so don't do it.
To everyone.
What did you say? Dance in the rain? Is that what you said?
Dance in the rain. Yes. And no one will watch you.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, Brittany, we had some storms overnight here in Madison, and I guess some high winds, too, a few branches down here and there. But it's feeling much, much cooler this morning and nicer, too.
Why did you let that happen?
Oh, for God's
sakes. Blame the weather person for everything.
You're complaining about the heat.
All right, you're right. You're right. Thank you for the cool down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, though. There were 40 to 60 mile per hour winds. A bunch of trees reported down. Power outages out there as well. Hmm. You definitely got the worst out of it. Rainfall amounts anywhere from 1 to 2 inches as well. So some localized flash flooding. But now we're on the other side of it. It feels like autumn out there this morning. It's nice.
Yes. It does.
Crisp. Isn't it good?
Yes.
It reminds you of football season around the corner, right?
Right, you're right. Yeah.
So highs today only climbing to the low 70s in Madison. That's it. Very nice and comfortable. Well below average. And the sun will come back.
Yes.
I promise. By lunchtime, right after lunch, you're going to see the sunshine.
It's going to burn off.
Okay.
Yep. Figured.
Well, that's good to know. Yep. And then the rest of the week, pretty much the same story. Nice, mild conditions.
Yeah. Very nice. In fact, we'll rise to the upper 70s for tomorrow and hold there until the weekend. Then we slide into the mid 70s. And the only chance of rain that I see wants to stay far north of you. And that's going to be on Thursday. So it looks really, really nice there.
Wow.
Okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't really, we talked to you yesterday, but last week you were off all week. And I know you were kept saying you're under the weather. You know, the weather person's under the weather. But everything's okay now. You don't have to disclose what happened, but you know.
Are you asking HR inappropriate questions?
Okay,
right,
never
now?
Mind. Only if she
Good
wants
Lord.
To share.
I mean, I can share.
Okay.
I'm not scared. Okay, so obviously I was at EAA camping, and I think the cold nights, the entire week camping, and all of the people. Yeah. I got COVID.
You did.
So. I was going to ask you about it. It sounded like a COVID event.
Yeah. Was that serious? And it hit you hard, huh?
It did hit me hard, and I still have that lingering cough and that congestion and stuff, but it hit me like a bus, honestly. I woke up all of a sudden, I had that high fever, chills, the sweats, I could barely get out of bed, the fatigue, the body aches, yuck. Terrible.
Did you have all, terrible are week. You caught up on all the vaccines as well?
But maybe not.
Okay. Okay, there you go.
Cut her off. Cut her off.
No. Well, there's a new vaccine.
There's so many boosters.
Yeah, yes. There's a new one coming out.
Coming
in the
out
fall.
This fall.
Right.
Yeah, and get that one at least. Okay.
For God's sakes, Brittany.
And by the way, for everybody who's watching on YouTube or Facebook or wherever they're watching, you have a very nice newspaper type blouse or top. On
a very trendy newspaper top with all the headlines right there for you.
By the way, nice. Could you go to page two, please?
Yeah. Yes. Can you do that? Just turn around?
We were just trying to enjoy the stories.
Okay. Right. Brittany, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right.
Hey,
take care.
Have a great day. All right. Thanks. Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, the thing here is that, you know, the new COVID vaccine is being developed, and they're coming out with it. They're stocking up right now. It should be out this fall, early this fall. So everybody's encouraged to get it, even if you've gotten the last vaccine, which may have been like in November or, you know, is somewhere last fall. Mm-hmm. You can get the new vaccine and should get it.
Well, mm-hmm. and the new vaccine is like a flu thing because it changes, right? It is evolving. Right.
They update it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's give away some tickets right now. We've been talking about it this morning. Can we do this?
What do you got?
Here, we got time to do it, Sam?
Sure.
All right. Let's do a text thing, all right?
Sure.
Let's say the fifth texter to call in with the words Wisconsin Dells, all right? Mm. All right. These are two tickets to Mount Olympus. They're all-day water and theme park tickets. You know, Mount Olympus, they've got not only the four or five big wave pools, they've got the go-karts, they've got the roller coasters, everything.
They got the Trojan horse.
They do.
What's
and
that?
You could win these tickets if you text us right now on our text line, 608-879-8255, or just on your Civic Media app. You can go to the text button on the app and text the words Wisconsin Dells, and you'll win these tickets to Mount Olympus. They're good through the rest of the season and expire at the end of the year. So text us right now, Wisconsin Dells, and you could be a winner. Okay.
Great. Right. And I've been there a number of times.
Yeah, there's a Trojan horse. There's
yeah,
an actual...
it's great. Is it?
Yeah, that's what the go-karts go through. Those go-karts are really cool because it's a wooden track and it kind of bounces the go-karts along. So, you know, it's
I want to see
what's that?
Is that safe?
Oh, yeah. It's been there for many years.
I mean, it sounds
Oh, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these go-karts go fast.
My 14-year-old needs to learn how to drive. Is this where we start?
Sure. Okay. Why not? Better than bumping. Cars.
Right.
I mean, it's an actual, you know, go-kart.
Well, there's another go-kart track near
Mount Olympus?
No. Where's the other park is the other park, the big one.
No, I don't
you
know which one.
It.
Noah's
Ark. There's there's another go-kart track right near there.
Yeah.
And they
go pretty fast, too.
Yeah, they book themselves as the fastest go-kart track in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And that's a good track,
That's where I took my kids.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Right,
tunnels
good.
And bridges.
Do they put helmets on you? Or?
Oh, no. Helmets? Come on. Wisconsin Dells? Come on.
That's silly.
Anything
no
to keep you in there? The roll bars on these things?
No. They got tires all over the place so you can bump into each other.
Yeah.
It's
How
great.
How fast do you
but
go?
They do, it's but, not that. It just seems
But
fast.
The guys in charge, they do, you know, complain and whine and tell you to slow down.
Slow down.
And
don't bump the other cars.
Stop bumping the other
cars.
But no one cares.
No one cares.
Yeah. No.
All right.
It's a good time.
It's a great time.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I can't believe you didn't see the Trojan horse driving down Main Street.
It's on the strip there. Yeah.
I've never been.
Gosh. You got to go to the strip and just go up and
you
down.
You went by there at night because we had a party up there.
Yes, yes. I've been to the Dells, but I didn't see that. No.
You might have gotten off on one of the other exits farther north that go around the strip.
What's wrong with you? Drive down the strip. My God, take it easy.
Yeah.
Are we running out of time already?
Yeah, we are.
I wanted to get, you know, here's the thing. You know what
so
I have?
Much.
You know what I had ready here? I had
you got 1 minute.
Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah.
Just going after Trump.
The governor of.
No, but no one, we
can
don't
we
have
do
any
it?
Time now.
We can do
how
it.
Much,
can
how long is the cut?
See, no one's, the problem is. No one's ever heard something from her yet.
Okay, then it's perfect.
She's the governor of Michigan.
We'll move
She's
under
great.
The radar to the next segment, okay?
All right.
We'll under the radar, next segment.
All right,
we'll do
next
it.
Segment.
All right.
All right. It's all good.
Okay.
It's good.
He's not
it's
mad anymore.
All,
look at that. It's so easy.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow we will be at Shortstack Eatery, and you can join us along with Mike McCabe. We'll be there.
Great discussions with Mike.
Yep. Always fun. And,
so do I not have to get up then?
What do you mean?
You don't
you got Mike McCabe.
You don't have to be there.
Okay.
What? You think you get a
Wednesday
day
off?
Mike McCabe's there.
He's not there all day.
I got to be there
all through
in the
show. Yeah. All right. Coming up with more of the John
you can help in the kitchen,
show.
You know?
Oh, the rain is back. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin's detected its first case of West Nile virus this year, and that means animal owners and humans alike might be on high alert with insect protection. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. The announcement came yesterday from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The first positive West Nile virus case in Chippewa County after it was detected in a dead bird. Dr. Paul Kunde is with the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. He's a Wisconsin area veterinarian, and he said horses in particular need to be protected.
The diseases that horses get are very often transmitted by mosquitoes. And so when we hear of any horse that shows up as positive with one of these diseases, whether it be West Nile virus or one of the encephalitis viruses, horses will be quarantined. There will be follow-up that needs to happen. And really, at that point, it's a matter of making sure that these horses are kept away from other horses. That's step number one. Number two is the buildings that they stay in and the treatments they might get for insect control are in place.
Dr. Paul Kunde is a veterinarian with the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. He said veterinarians normally recommend that horse owners have their animals vaccinated for the West Nile virus. And he said you can also work around the farm, making sure you're practicing good mosquito control as well.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
And today is a major milestone for a lot of farm families across the state of Wisconsin. At State Fair Park in West Allis, 122 farms will be recognized meeting the century or sesquicentennial milestone for their farms and homes, meaning they've had that same farm or home in their family for more than 100 years. We're sharing their stories now at MidwestFarmReport.com. You can listen under the Century Sesquicentennial tab or follow us on social media today, Midwest Farm Report. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Clouds and a lingering shower or two this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 70, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Burlo.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell, and from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
When Black Friday comes,
stock markets. They can have an effect on you. Steely Dan.
Has a whole different meaning
Black Friday
now.
Yeah, it does.
Black Friday now. It's a big sale day.
It's a little dystopian. 608-879-8255. That's our phone number, also our text line. Congratulations to our text winner who got the Mount Olympus tickets. We'll have more Dell's tickets to give away all this week right here on the John and Gordy Show with Catherine Lake, Sam Davison. Cloudy right now and 60 degrees. The high today, just 72. Nice and cool.
Was
little
it
breezy out
was
there.
Was it Tracy that won it?
I believe so. Is that right? Tracy, congratulations.
Tracy and Johnson Creek.
Congrats. We will be in touch with you. We actually have these tickets, and we'll be mailing those to you. All right?
All right.
Get them in a few days.
Well, should we get to a little Media World here?
Why not? It's Media World time.
Let's get into a little techno stuff.
Sounds good to me.
The Obero.
I like to think it's you guys.
WMDX. What does it all mean? The signal's black. There's no coming back. They've got to follow that dream. You ought to know it's a media world. Circles twirl till we hurl.
That's right. Hey, I got great news here. Cleaner, affordable, and safer nuke power will be coming very soon.
Yes.
If anybody knows, I don't like nuclear power.
Oh my gosh.
But
the waste.
Take me through this.
The way I just don't. Well, and it's so expensive. It's ridiculous. I mean, your energy bill would go up because you're paying for this expensive facility for nuclear power. They're very, very expensive. Okay.
But
now, that was 20 years ago.
30 years ago.
So you tried it. You dipped in 20 years ago, like, oh, yeah, I'll switch over.
There have been amazing advances.
You knew.
Now I'm a convert on this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, yes, this is good. Kairos Power is a mission-driven nuclear technology, engineering, and manufacturing company singularly focused on commercializing the fluoride salt-cooled high-temperature reactors.
Okay.
A clean energy solution that can be deployed with robust safety at an affordable cost to enable deep decarbonization.
And you can brush your teeth with the nuclear waste after it's all refined.
Yes, a fluoride salt.
Why not?
This is a whole new technology.
It is.
I think this would take off your enamel for sure. On your
the cool thing is, this is the thing here is that this is a demonstration reactor. It's not going to be doing anything yet. It's just going to demonstrate it can be done with this fluoride salt for cooling. And they're going to see how it works out. And after that, and they're just doing this as a test, and this is a federally subsidized event as well. So they want to see if it works really well. And if it does, you're going to see these things crop up all over because it's very small facilities. It looks like a barn, this test facility.
Now I saw a documentary maybe a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, about Bill Gates with all these innovators and all these scientists, and he put out a contest basically to come up with different types of nuclear power, simulators or machines to how to do it without creating the nuclear waste that was always the problem and the meltdown factor.
Yeah,
and it was amazing some of the ideas that they came up with. And this sounds like another one of them. They figured out ways to get around it.
But this is the first one now.
Okay.
So this is like, the gates are opening.
They chose it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to see if this works out.
Yeah.
Okay, you have no more data on that? Like, how does it do it differently? How is it different from nuclear? It's still doing the fusion process and it's just no waste?
Yeah, well, the waste, it doesn't say anything about the waste. But it does keep it cool. You don't need all the water. See, the other nuclear power plants used a tremendous amount of water for cooling.
Oh. And then that water becomes poison.
Well, it,
the rods would be cooled in the water.
Right.
And Sam, you have some information about you. It looks like you're ready to tell us.
No, I was just going to chime in. One of my friends from college is actually a nuclear engineer now at a power plant down in Illinois.
Well, let's call him up.
Yeah. Get him on the phone.
Maybe.
Get him on the blower. Yeah. Okay.
He said, well, it's kind of funny. It's kind of like in The Simpsons, actually. He just kind of walks around and checks meters all day and writes down numbers. And, like, there's really not a – I mean, there's plenty of oversight. I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say here. But there's a lot – it's a lot simpler than a lot of people think. Mm-hmm. Opposite of that, though, a lot of nuclear power plants, especially ones constructed in, like, the last 20 or 30 years – they've got computers now.
Yeah.
Compared to any nuclear power plant made before, like, the mid-80s now.
Right.
There's a whole lot less of human error that can happen. There's computer errors that can still happen, but once you have computers that are reliable and safe in there, mm-hmm. Like, the thing that caused Chernobyl cannot happen really anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually visited a nuclear power plant in southwest Michigan. I don't recall the name of it, but it's right in the southwest corner of Berrien mm-hmm. County there. And it was fascinating. And we did the morning show there for a couple of days because it was a huge facility. But the safety factors were just, you know, one after another, after another, after another. And it was just a really interesting place to visit. But I know that this whole new wave of new types of nuclear power seems like a big answer to our needs for power and electricity.
It seemed like the problems from the past were always dealing with the cooling system.
With the cooling system and the waste.
So with this now, that'll change
fluoride
all of that.
Yes. And salt water.
Yeah.
Huh. Right.
So it's going to be a completely different situation. Right.
Yeah.
So let's look forward
somebody
to that.
Texts in. This is fission. Fission. Not fusion.
Yeah, we misspoke here. But
I said fusion. I said it. I'm just making words up. Yeah. Once again, I did not. I went to school for music.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
So speaking of media, music, and all that, this is the Media World segment, right?
It is.
Okay, what do you got? What are you doing? What's happening?
What's happening?
Media World, streaming music or movies to see?
Yeah, I do have streaming movies. Yeah. These are all out right now. A Quiet Place, day one.
I've not watched this. No,
what's this about?
I've seen that advertised. What is that about?
It's it was a hit in theaters, and now you can rent or purchase it so far, anyway. It's not free yet. This film goes back in time to show how the world came to be silent in the A Quiet Place universe when mysterious aliens invaded the planet, and they can detect small little sounds. So everybody who survived has to stay absolutely quiet or else they will be detected by the alien.
It's the most irritating plot I've ever heard in my life. What kind of dialogue can you have in a silent movie?
Sounds a little quiet to me. But anyway, it sounds interesting, I think. I'll give it a try.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Number one on Prime is the new cartoon series Batman, the Caped Crusader. Bruce Wayne is back to his post-depression roots and shows his journey to becoming the Batman and, you know, his relationship with the commissioner and Gotham City. So, but it's very popular right now. I'm surprised, you know, animated movies and series aren't that popular, but I guess maybe it's coming back.
And this is the DC universe, right? Not the
yep,
Marvel.
This is DC.
Universe. DC.
Yeah.
So animated TV series, basically.
That sounds like you've
already animated
TV.
Yeah.
Your name all
I might
over
I might
it.
Check it. Yeah.
You
yeah.
love
I like
animation.
The short I like the short form
oh,
animation.
Okay. Okay.
I don't like the longer
movies.
Form.
Yep. Yeah.
But
small little series.
Were you ever into Archer? Did you like Archer?
What's Archer?
The animated TV series?
No.
Sam, you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't watched it. I know about what you're talking about. I don't like the art style of Archer very much.
See, that's what I like about it. Oh. It's kind of like a storyboard almost.
What is that on?
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say Adult Swim, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's a TV show? Adult
Swim? Yeah.
Some kind of
it's
image.
A,
I've got
it's
an image
animated
of it, but I'm not
TV channel.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got like animation not for kids. Basically. So think like South Park and
Comedy Network, right?
So my daughter has absolutely found it.
Probably, most likely, yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. How about Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is out on Hulu now.
Really?
I think the graphics, I think everything, the special effects have really come around.
This is
looks
the,
real.
One on of the
planet,
first ones?
The Planet of the Apes.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It takes place many years after the reign of Caesar and follows a young ape who goes on a journey that will lead him to question everything he's been taught about the past and makes choices that will define a future for apes and human life. Okay.
I wonder what a gorilla would think of watching that movie.
Oh my gosh.
That's a great question.
That's horrible thought. Showing it to them would be horrible.
You might give those apes an idea.
Yeah. Or the newer Planet of the Apes, I mean, they've figured everything out as far as the movement of the mouth and so it looks right? No. I mean, the first two were horrible. Right?
It's CG.
The Roddy McDowell movie. The Planet of McDowell.
That was the 1960s, Gordy. I'm saying
CGI. It came a long way. Yes.
Did you not like them for that reason? The lips?
Yeah, I hated the first two movies.
I thought you were telling me, you know, they still had the makeup on, and yes, they perfected that.
No,
they've actually CGI'd it, so it looks real.
That's different.
They CGI like that actress from Britain. What is her name? Who plays the female in the first one? Oh, come on.
The first Planet of the Apes?
No, not the very first. The new batch woman.
Yeah.
It's
a series now.
Okay.
And Kingdom is the latest one. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Someone knows who I'm talking about.
All right.
How about Women in Blue is a new series on Apple TV. Ooh. I do not have Apple TV. It tells the story, I thought this was interesting, of four women who defy ultra-conservative norms and join Mexico's first female police force in 1971.
What?
Yes. However, they soon discover that it's a publicity stunt to distract the media from a serial killer. So they came up with this female police force as a distraction from investigating a serial killer. Guess what? This police force probably will go after the serial killer, and that's the series.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Is this based on a true story?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know. It doesn't say that here.
Please.
So I can't imagine that.
Why would they want to who's distracting the people from the serial killer? Who's making the decision? The mayor?
Well, it makes the cops look bad if they can't catch him.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So anyway, it has to be a local thing somewhere in Mexico.
Okay.
Female police force distraction. All right.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Godzilla Minus One, which got an Academy Award, I believe.
What?
For special effects, was adored by fans when it came out on Netflix back in January. Now, get this. You can catch Godzilla Minus One, minus color, and experience the film in black and white.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is
this? Well, you know, Godzilla, there's a whole series of Godzilla movies now.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a big hit. People love it. CGI has really come around a lot, and people are enjoying these films. But the last one, Godzilla Minus One, I don't know what the minus one is.
Japan has barely recovered from the Second World War when a gigantic peril emerges off the coast of Tokyo. Koichi, a deserter traumatized by his first confrontation with Godzilla, sees this as an opportunity to redeem his conduct during the war.
That's right. He's a kamikaze pilot, and he chickened out. And now Godzilla's back, and now he has a way to fulfill his death wish.
He's punishing himself for doing something smart.
Yes. I saw Godzilla Minus One.
Did you?
I
wasn't really impressed by it.
No?
I mean, the special effects were kind of good, but it wasn't that different from all the other Godzilla movies.
Mm-hmm. Title didn't really send you away.
But here you go. Godzilla Minus One / Minus Color. I don't know why.
It's a twist.
Of course, the original was in black and white. So
okay.
Maybe it's just a retro thing.
It is 7:49 when we return. This, that, and the other, odds and ends and leftovers, all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for this Tuesday on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is our breaking news music? Really?
Well, I was looking for what John wanted me to play in.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX with breaking news this morning. CNN reporting.
Well, guess what? You know, they went with my advice.
Your advice.
I picked this guy.
Harris has picked.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is now the vice presidential candidate.
There it is.
That's it. Right
oh,
there.
What a great pick. What
the
a great
has
pick.
Been made.
This guy.
You love it.
He is one of the best communicators
I've
ever seen.
He's bringing the Midwest with him.
And totally Midwest friendly. I just love him.
All right. We'll get to more on this just a moment. Let me just say the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. All right, let's continue with this breaking news.
Let's play a cut from Tim Walz right here. Let's play just randomly. Let's play the 100 days thing here.
Here's the great news. How often in 100 days do you get to change the trajectory of the world? How often in 100 days do you get to do something that's going to impact generations to come? And how often in the world do you make that bastard wake up afterwards and know that a black woman kicked his ass and sent him on the road?
Wow.
And you know that's something that guy's going to have to live with for the rest of his life. So I got to tell all of you, please, please do what you can.
Yeah. See? I mean, that's telling it like it is. Yeah. I love that. How about cut 20? Check that out. I think that would work out. Tim Walz.
I'm a Legion guy. They're not talking in the Legion clubs about banning books and things. They're wondering why there's Project 25 cuts VA benefits. Why would they do that? Why is Donald Trump for doing that? And you never hear him talk about it. So this is a golden opportunity. Yes, they're weird. They prove that every day. It's an observation. You can't picture them doing these things. But what it does is it opens it up for a lot of really good people who want to know what the Democrats stand for. What can you guys do for us? And I think that's what the vice president's brought to the race.
There you go.
And he's brought the name weird.
Yeah. He coined that phrase. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is great stuff. And Tim Walz is now the candidate for vice president. She's picked him to represent the Midwest and the rest of the country. He speaks to the whole country.
He does.
And he doesn't have the baggage that that other candidates had. And I think this is a perfect pick.
I believe they're going to be in Philadelphia today, in Pennsylvania, to have a rally.
Right, a rally there.
And then the rally goes to, I believe, Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Right.
Eau Claire's tomorrow.
Going to have them.
Yeah. Tomorrow, isn't
J.D.
it?
J.D. Vance is going to be there as well.
Yeah, and Tim Walz will be there as well.
There's going to be a fist fight.
Well, J.D. Vance, they've got him following the campaign wherever Harris goes. He's there the next day.
What
right?
a brilliant campaign.
Yeah.
Come on. Jeez, well, really smart.
I've noticed that the campaigns have all chosen places where Civic Media has a radio station, too.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll be there in Eau Claire.
Isn't that amazing?
You betcha.
Excellent.
There he is. Oh, that's going to be nice. It's all over the TV, of course.
This is so great.
Yeah, it really is good news. I'm happy I woke up this morning now.
I am so relieved.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is really, really, really fits the bill. It's just perfect.
Once again, thanks to Joe Biden for stepping aside.
Yeah. And I'm going to thank Robert for you know, making sure that we know that Mark Wahlberg's Planet of the Apes is not part of the new series of movies.
No,
it's different. Did we not like Mark Wahlberg's thing? I don't know.
Well,
no, it wasn't good.
He's a B actor. But
at best.
No, but, I'm not following Planet of the Apes, but I think this last film, the previews that I've seen, the trailers, they look really, really good. And you have an enlightened little ape that wants to know more.
But you had something on the Trump 2024 movie trailer. This is the movie that Trump doesn't want to get out there. Is that right?
That's right. Cut 21. Again, I believe I have this.
Yeah. We don't want to miss this breaking news in case you're just tuning in.
He looks happy.
Kamala Harris picking Tim Walz to be her vice president running mate. All right. Whoa. Yeah. What do you got on?
All right, should we get to the Trump movie?
Yeah, why not?
All right, since the Hillary movie didn't work for them, but they did get Citizens United out of it, MAGA Republicans decided, hey, let's make a movie about their own presidential candidate.
Yeah.
This is a campaign film echoing every detail of Project 2025, and I think you'll really enjoy it also. Agenda 47. The grift goes on. Why don't we check the Christian nationalism just reeks in this damn thing. Let's check it out right here. This is Cut 21.
By the way, that is a lot of fake news back there. That's a lot.
President Trump is a force of nature.
Nobody's done what we have done.
Promises made and promises kept.
Our radical Democrat opponents want to destroy our country.
The Democrat Party is becoming a godless party.
More people fear the left than fear God in the United States.
President Obama lit up the White House in rainbow colors. That was a classic example of misunderstanding this issue of religious liberty.
The Supreme Court did something they had no authority to do, and that is preempt the issue of marriage from the states. Our children are taught in the school that same-sex marriage is equal to natural biblical marriage, but now they're being taught that they can choose their genders.
The left call all those they differ with sexist, intolerant, xenophobic, homophobic, Islamophobic, racist, bigoted.
Together we stare down a corrupt and broken political establishment, and we restore government of, by, and for the people.
There you go. So rush right out and see that, baby.
Well, is the movie available somewhere?
I don't, you know what? I don't care. I'm not telling you.
Okay. All right, fine.
But who cares about that stuff?
Well,
we've got Tim Walz as a presidential candidate. I'm just like, yes. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's take how many minutes?
2 minutes. Yeah.
Let's take some text here. Tell us whether this was a great, great pick or not. Just text us. Let me know right now. I just want a quick reaction for Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. Midwest Nights is the way I would package it. But that guy, he would be a great presidential candidate along with Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I thought I was so unique picking Pete Buttigieg as a possible presidential candidate someday. Everybody feels the same way.
Everybody. Yeah. So, no, it feels that way, too.
But now, you know, Tim Walz has come out there, and boy, he just tells it like it is.
He does.
And Former school teacher.
Yeah. He makes the Democratic agenda sound palatable and like a good idea.
Logical.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is really cool.
Yeah.
We got the news in.
Yeah, we will be following this through the day.
Throughout the day.
Tim Walz, along with Kamala Harris, will be in Wisconsin tomorrow at Eau Claire.
Right there. Great pick.
Yes. Reading some of your texts.
There was a bad pick in the top four, and Walz is not a good pick. He's a great pick.
There it is.
Had you going.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. The texts are coming in.
I absolutely just love this.
Well, it sets the day off well.
I give the other shows the right to replay our reaction.
Okay. Very good.
Is that okay? All right. Hey, coming up next, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. She'll have much more on this as well. We'll be at Short Stack Eatery tomorrow morning, bright and early. We hope you join us at the corner of Johnson and State. That'll do it for John and Gordy, along with Catherine Lake and Sam Davison. We hope you have a great day. Talk to you first thing in the morning.
Sayonara.
Bye-bye now.
Hit the bricks.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangent with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.